Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Ford, and I wanted to give a short demonstration of an app I've created called WeatherFast. Now, I know there's all sorts of apps out there to do the weather, and I'm not trying to be the end-all and be-all of weather apps, but some of my goals for this project were to make an app that was working well with VoiceOver and that tried to provide information in ways that was convenient to read and in some cases hard to get from traditional weather apps.
WeatherFast.
So I'm going to launch the app. It's available in the Apple App Store under the name WeatherFast, and also newer versions are released on Test Flight.
WeatherFast. WeatherFast. Previous day. Button.
Now, when the app opens, you land on, obviously, what I call the cities list. And we'll start there.
Computer, Wisconsin, 20, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, San Diego, California, Madison, Wisconsin, 21 degrees F, blizzard warning, moderate snowfall, 3 degrees F, northwest, 29 miles per hour, 3.7 in, 25 degrees F, 13 degrees F, button, actions available.
Now, there's a lot already there. So you can hear we're in Madison, Wisconsin, a lot of different information being communicated with not necessarily qualifiers in front of it, but by that I mean you don't necessarily know what each number means. There is a setting that I'll show later that allows you to put the header words in front of each of these things, but one of my philosophies is once you've kind of heard everything a few times, you kind of know the order. Fairly straightforward. I've added, the app comes with two cities by default, just so you can see how it works. Madison, Wisconsin, where we have a blizzard, and then
San Diego, California, 55 degrees F, heat advisory plus one, clear sky, 54 degrees F, and 5 miles per hour, 84 degrees F, 55 degrees F, button, actions available.
Kind of ironic that San Diego has a heat advisory. And we could continue just swiping through cities.
Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, 19 degrees F, blizzard warning, heavy snowfall, 3 degrees F, northwest, 25 miles per hour, 4.3 in, 25 degrees F, 11 degrees F, button, actions available.
And you keep hearing VoiceOver saying actions available. I make extensive use of actions in the app.
Madison, Wisconsin,
one of my
degrees
favorite
F, blizzard warning, moderate snowfall,
is,
3 degrees F, northwest, 29 miles per hour, 3.7 in, 25 degrees F, 13
up.
Degrees F, previous day, next day.
And I can go to next day. And in effect, the app time shifts to the next day so that everything that you're experiencing, the hourly, the weather, is the next day.
Viewing weather for tomorrow. Madison, Wisconsin, loading. Button. Madison, Wisconsin, 11 degrees F. Moderate snowfall, 11 degrees F. 18 miles per hour, 0.1 in, 18 degrees F. 3 degrees F. Button.
So that would be what's happening tomorrow in Madison. And then every city on this list is going to show you the weather at the time of day that it is tomorrow.
Delete. San Diego, California, Madison, Wisconsin, previous day.
We can use the action to go back to the previous day, which would be today.
Weather for today. Madison, Wisconsin, 21 degrees F, blizzard warning, moderate, previous day, button.
If we go up to the top, there are buttons for doing the same thing, previous day.
Currently viewing today, button, next day, button, weather fast, heading, add city, button.
And we might as well look at add city next.
Add city, heading. Cancel. Button. Add city. Heading. Enter a city name or zip code. Use my current location. Button.
So if you activate use my current location, like most apps, it's going to ask for permission and then it will try and find your city.
City search field. City name or zip code. Text field. City search field. Text field. Is editing. City name or zip code. Insertion point at start.
Now, one thing I do that's a little bit different than a lot of apps when you're searching is I don't rattle off how many things were found on each character. I find that very difficult to use, but I'm going to put in an old zip code of mine.
Numbers. 9. 8. 0. 6, 5. 2.
And then
city search field. Text field. Is editing. 98,052. Search. Button.
I could say search and more will happen.
Examples, San Diego, California, Redmond, Washington, United States, coordinates 47.6803-122.1255, button.
Now, one search result is always shown by default when one is found, so I don't have to say search. I can double tap on this.
Redmond, watch previous day, button. Green Bay, Wisconsin, 20 degrees, Milwaukee, Tomatic,
and now Wisconsin, we're going to have a lot of cities in here right now.
Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, Redmond, Washington, 44 degrees F, overcast, 40 degrees F, SE, 3 miles per hour, 0.4 in, 57 degrees F, 43 degrees F, button, actions available.
And now Redmond's been
Redmond,
added.
Washington, 44 degrees F, hydrologic outlook, overcast, 40 degrees, tab bar, selected, Redmond, Washington, 44 degrees F, hydrologic outlook, overcast, 40 degrees F, SE, 3 miles per hour, 0.
Now you'll notice something that happened there was it Redmond once and then it popped up. If there's a weather alert, the first time I added a city, it still needed to look it up. But there must be some sort of rain warning there. We could go into Redmond and see what that is. Let's say all of a sudden, Redmond was really important to me.
Previous day. Next day. Delete. Remove. Move up. Move down. Move the top. Move the bottom.
So I can rearrange the list again with actions.
Move the top. Move Redmond, Washington, the top of the list. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 14 degrees F, hydrologic outlook, overcast, dash 1 degrees F, northwest.
And so that's one way to add cities. Well, the other
tab bar, browse,
feature
tab,
we have is browse. So I've double tapped on browse.
Settings, tab, settings, browse cities, edit, selected, international, select the state, choose a state, button.
So I'm going to pick a state by double tapping.
Delaware, button, Florida. Georgia, button, page 2 of 4, page 3 of 4, North Dakota, button, North Carolina, button, New York, button, New Mexico, New Jersey, button, New Hampshire, button, Nevada, button, page 2 of 4, Massachusetts, button, Maryland, button, Maine, button, Louisiana, button.
Let's pick a state like Louisiana.
Sort cities, current sort, name, AZ, button.
Now the app comes populated with about 150 cities per U.S. state, and we'll talk about international countries, and it's about 50 cities per international country. And you heard it say sort alphabetical. So we could start swiping
Louisiana
through these.
Search cities in Louisiana. Selected. International. Button. Select the state. Selected state. 50 states available. Appville, Louisiana. 45 degrees F. Overcast. Button. Actions available.
So now we can kind of get an idea of what's going on in a state.
Abita Springs, Louisiana. 46 degrees F. Overcast. Addis, Louisiana. 46 degrees F. Overcast. Button. Add to my cities.
And then, again, you could double tap on this to go into a city or use the action to add to your cities. One of the interesting things, though...
Sort cities. Current sort. Louisiana. Heading. Sort cities. Current sort. Name. AZ. Button.
So we have sorting. Right now it's name AZ.
Alphabetical. Selected. Name AZ. Name ZA. Button.
So that's fairly straightforward.
Geographic.
We also have what I call geographic sort. So... like looking at a weather map is kind of hard if you use VoiceOver. So this is one attempt to try and do something similar to that.
North to south. Button.
So this, you can sort by the four directions. North to south, south to north, east to west, or west to east. We'll say north to south.
North to south. Sort cities. Current sort. North to south. Button.
Now what this does is it presents all the cities based on their geographic location, the northernmost city, and then it just keeps going south. The one thing to be aware of is two cities that are in the north could be on opposite sides of the state. So you could bounce back and forth east to west a little bit as you're moving south.
Louisiana, heading. Search cities in Louisiana, selected. United States, international. Button, select the state. Haynesville, Louisiana, 35 degrees F, clear sky. Button. Vivian, Louisiana, 35 degrees F, clear sky. Button.
So I'm just kind of stepping through these.
Oak Cove, Louisiana, 38 degrees F, overcast. Button. Actions available. Sort cities. Current sort. North to south. Button. Louisiana. Search cities in Louisiana. Selected. United States.
And that's fairly straightforward. You can also pick countries.
International. Select the state. International. Button. 2 of 2. Selected. International. 2 of 2. Select a country. Choose a country. Button. 180. Choose a country. Button. Select
double
country.
Tapping.
Heading. Australia. Button. Austria. But page 2 of page 3 of page 4 of 14. Ecuador. Button. Egypt. But page 5 of page 6 of page 7 of 14. Kuwait. Button. Kyrgyzstan. Button. Page 8 of 4, page 9 of 4. Namibia. Button. Nepal. Button. Netherlands. Button. New Zealand. Button. Page 10 of 14. Paraguay. Button. Peru. Button. Philippines. Button. Poland. Button. Portugal. Button. Qatar. Button. Republic of the Congo. Button. Romania. Button. Russia. Button. Rwanda. Button. St. Lucia. Button. Samoa. Button. San Marino. Button. Saudi Arabia. Button. Senegal. Button. Serbia. Button. Page 12 of 14. Spain. Button. Sri Lanka. Button. Sudan. Button. Suriname. Button.
So really just a lot of different cities.
Page 13 of 14. Togo. Tonga. Trinidad and Tobago. Button. Tunisia. Button. Turkey. Button. Turkmenistan. Button. Uganda. Button. Ukraine. Button. United Arab Emirates. Button. United Kingdom. Button.
We'll go to the United Kingdom.
Sort cities. Current sort. Name. AZ. Button.
And then.
Belfast. Northern Ireland slash loser. They ran. 49 degrees F. Overcast. Birmingham, England. 49 degrees F. Overcast. Button. Actions available. Bradford, Brighton, England. 52 degrees F. Overcast. Button. Actions available.
So now we have a city like Brighton, England, or any one of these. And again, you can add these to your list. I'm going to go back to my cities.
Tab bar. Tab bar. Brighton, England. 52 degrees F. Overcast. Tab bar. My cities. Tab. Green Bay, Wisconsin, 20 degrees F. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, Pierre, Wisconsin, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, San Diego, California, Flip, Madison, Wisconsin, 21 degrees F.
Let's activate Madison, Wisconsin, and kind of get an idea of the sorts of things that are available there.
Conditions, moderate snowfall, weather fast, back button, Madison, Wisconsin, heading.
I'm just swiping forward.
Current temperature, 21 degrees F. Conditions, moderate snowfall, feels like 3 degrees F. Actions menu. Button. Pop-up button.
So here we have an actions menu, which with some other features that you can use in the app. We'll come back to those, but there's historical weather, weather around me, and expected precipitation.
Weather alerts. Heading. Extreme alert. Blizzard warning. Button.
So here we have a weather alert of extreme alert blizzard. We can activate that.
Weather alert. Come heading.
In the U.S. from the National Weather Service, internationally where they're available from Apple's Weather Kit. We could read this.
None. Button. Extreme severity. Heading. Blizzard warning. Heading. Blizzard warning issued March 16th at 7:15 a.m. CDT until March 16th at 4:00 p.m. CDT by NWS Milwaukee/Sullivan, Wisconsin. Details. Heading. Ellipsis. Blizzard conditions will continue through this morning. Ellipsis. Blizzard and near blizzard conditions will continue this morning. Snowfall and high wind gusts from 40 to 45 miles per hour will support restricted visibility now.
We're not having exactly great weather today.
Weather alert. Heading. None. Button. Actions menu. Button. Weather alerts. Heading. Extreme alert. Blizzard warning. Today's forecast. Heading.
Then we get some of the forecast details for today.
Conditions. Heavy snowfall. Temperature. Low 13 degrees F. High 25 degrees F. 95% chance of precipitation. 3.7 inches of snow expected.
So we're supposed to get, you know, a bunch of snow still today.
Winds up to 29.3 miles per hour from northwest. Sunrise. 7:07 a.m. Sunset. 7:04 ducking amount.
A lot 70%. Of that's fairly straightforward. And then.
Speech volume. Audio ducking. Sounds. On. Hits. Off. Screen recognition. Headings.
We can navigate by heading.
Astronomy. Heading.
Astronomy is really the moon.
Current conditions. Heading.
A little bit more about current conditions.
Humidity. 82%. 24-hour forecast. Heading. 8 a.m. 21 degrees F. Moderate snowfall. Humidity 82%. Snowfall 0.1.
And then the 24-hour forecast.
16-day forecast. Heading.
And again, next heading, 16 days.
Marine forecast. Heading.
Now, Madison's in the middle of the U.S., so the marine forecast here is just going to be a bunch of times. I need to add another function in the app to only show the marine forecast when there is actually one.
Location. Heading. Heading not found.
So you can get all of this information. Let's go back and look at a couple of the interesting features.
Madison, Wisconsin, current temperature 21 conditions. Feels like 3 degrees F. Actions menu. Button.
Go to the actions.
Refresh weather. Button. New historical weather. Button. Expected precipitation. Weather around me. Button.
So weather around me is one of the features I like.
Weather around me. Heading.
So this has really three things that are happening.
None. Button. Refresh regional weather data. Button. Distance.
First, you can set the distance. Imagine that your city is kind of at the center of a circle. You can say how big should that circle be, and then everything in here is based off of dividing that circle into eight parts and directions, north, northeast. And as you move further out from that circle, that cone for each section kind of expands.
150 miles. Pick your item.
So right now we're looking at 150 miles.
Data last updated just now. Your location, Madison, 21 degrees F, moderate snowfall. Heading. Regional summary, colder to the southwest, west, northwest. Precipitation to the north, northeast, east, south. Heading.
So first, the app tries to give you a regional summary of what's happening in those areas. Next, it's going to pick one city at the distance that it can find that you set in each direction and tell you what's happening.
Weather in surrounding areas. Surrounding areas. Heading. North, near Gleason, Wisconsin, 150 miles, 14 degrees F, moderate snowfall. Button. Northeast, near Liberty Cove, Wisconsin, 185 miles, 20 degrees F, heavy snowfall. Button. East, near Wisconsin, 110 miles, 26 degrees F, heavy snowfall. Southeast, near Encellar, in 187 miles, 27 degrees F, overcast. Button.
One thing to understand, you'll be like, well, why I said 150 and why is the app currently picking 187 in some cases? In order for some of these features to work, the app, as I said, comes preloaded with a whole bunch of cities. Looking all of these cities up on the fly would be kind of slow.
Southwest,
you could keep going through this.
Northwest, near Auburn, explore direction, heading.
But then we also have what I call explore direction.
North, pick item, adjustable, 1 of 8.
Now you can pick any direction and step through just cities in that direction.
Northeast. East.
So we will go
southeast. South.
South of Madison and kind of get an idea where it might be starting to get a little bit warmer.
City Explorer. Fitchburg, Wisconsin, 21 degrees F, moderate snowfall, 5 miles, 1 of 9. Adjustable. Oregon, Wisconsin, 21 degrees F, moderate snowfall, 10 miles, 2 of 9. Evansville, Wisconsin, 20 degrees F, moderate snowfall, 21 miles, 3 of 9. Monroe, Wisconsin, 20 degrees F, moderate snowfall, 35 miles, 4 of 9. McChesney Park, Illinois, 22 degrees F, moderate snowfall, 53 miles, 5 of 9. Freeport, Illinois, 22 degrees F, moderate snowfall, 55 miles, 6 of 9.
And so we can go through all of these cities.
Love Park, Illinois, 22 degrees F, moderate snowfall, 55 miles, 7 of 9. View full detail, button.
And then if we swipe again from this city list, or this direction of cities, we can double tap on full detail and go to that city. We're gonna
Farther, button.
Exit this.
Weather around me. Heading. Done. Button. Weather fast. Back button. Madison, Wisconsin. Heading. Current temperature 21 degrees F. Conditions. Moderate snowfall. Feels like 3 degrees F. Actions menu. Button. Pop-up button.
As I said, there are two other features you can explore here. Historical weather. The app can go back, in many cases, 80 years, and you can pick a date or browse a 30-day period of time and kind of get an idea what the weather was on a certain day. So when you always say, oh, I remember it was different when I was a kid, you can go back and check that out. The other important thing in this app is
tap bar, tap bar, tap bar, tap bar. 11 hours, 57 minutes, tap bar, settings, tap.
Settings, there's an awful lot of settings you can customize.
Edit, button, settings, units, heading.
First, how do you want the app to communicate? We have units,
temperature,
right?
Degrees F, temperature unit, currently degrees F, button.
Fahrenheit,
button.
Celsius, all these are fairly straightforward, but you can customize
distance,
them, so we'll
distance,
just move
pressure,
past this.
Weather around me, heading, default distance for weather around me, currently 150 miles, button, pop-up button.
So here again, that feature I was just showing you, weather around me, the default distance.
Route cities, heading. Default city sort, name, AZ. Default route city sort order, currently name, AZ. Button.
When you
pop
use
button.
The browse feature, how do you want your city sorted?
Features, heading. Expected precipitation, switch button, on.
If you really don't want some of the features on, you can turn them off.
Weather around me, switch button, on. International weather alerts, switch button, on. Enable or disable app features. Display options, heading.
This is probably most interesting for voiceover users.
View mode, list, view mode, currently list, button,
so
button.
This says view mode, and this refers to your city list, and right now it's set to list. That means that you get that view where all the numbers were combined into a single object. If you would prefer to step through items individually for each city, you can change this to flat.
Flat, button, selected, list, flat, button, flat. View mode, flat, view mode, tap bar, tap bar. Tap bar, tap bar, view mode, flat, view mode, tap bar, browse, tap, my cities, tap.
Now if we go back to my cities.
Actions menu, button, pop-up button, weather fast, back button.
And back to the city list.
Previous day, rain, 0.4 in, at wind speed, 3 miles characters.
And we'll change to heading navigation.
Auto ducking, sounds, on, hits, screen recognition, headings. Redmond, Washington, 44 degrees F, heading.
Now if we swipe.
Temperature, 44 degrees F. Actions available, conditions, overcast. Actions available, feel like, 40 degrees F. Actions available.
So each thing is kind of broken up.
Next day. Previous day, wind direction, SE 135 degrees, wind speed, 3 miles per hour. Tap bar, browse, tap, 2 of 3.
If we also have the kind of middle ground.
Birmingham, England, 49 degrees F, overcast. Tap bar, tap bar, tap bar, settings, tap.
We'll go back to settings.
Weather around me, switch button, on. International weather alerts. Enable or disable app features. Display options. Heading. View mode. Flat. View mode.
We're going to change it back to list.
Selected. Flat. List. Button. View mode. List. View mode. Currently list. Button. List content display. Condensed. List content display. Currently
and now
condensed.
We have a
button.
Setting that says list content display. And right now it says condensed. That is my way of saying, hey, I don't want all the header words. But we can change that.
Selected. Condensed. Button. Details. Button.
To details.
Settings, heading, tap bar, tap bar, tap bar, my cities, tap, 103. Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, 19 degrees F, alert. San Diego, Madison, Wisconsin, 21 degrees F, alert. Blizzard warning, conditions, moderate snowfall, feels like, 3 degrees F, wind direction, northwest, wind speed, 29 miles per hour, snow, 3.7 in, high, 25 degrees F, low, 13 degrees F, button, actions available.
So you'll notice with that details option turned on, each number that you hear is prefaced by its explanation of what it is. Let's go back to settings.
Tap bar. Green day, tap bar. Settings, tap. Display options, heading, view mode, list content display, city list view, heading, list content display, details, list content display, condensed, button, condensed, view, list content display, city list view, configure what weather information appears in the city list.
In these settings, you can also configure all kinds of information, like what's in the each section. You can reorder the sections. A couple last things to show.
Tap bar, my cities, vertical scroll bar, 9-page developer settings, button. Weather data provided by Open version 1.2 build 2. About heading user guide button.
There is a full user guide here near the bottom of the settings page that you can get to. And then as I'm working on some features, so Apple already has their test flight, and I use that a lot for new features, but sometimes I still want to have a little more control. For example, I talked about two display modes, both list and flat. Well, I'm a big fan of tables, and in my experience getting tables to work in iOS apps these days, not talking about web tables, but within an app, at least it's been complicated for a lot of other apps I've used. So I've added a table view that actually works with
about
VoiceOver.
Heading, version 1.2 build 2. Weather data provided by Open Mateo. Developer settings. Button.
And
developer settings. Heading.
If we go into developer settings.
Done. Button. Feature flags. Heading. WeatherKit International Alerts feature title. Switch button. My data custom section feature title. Switch button. On.
So here we have a section that called My Data. If you want to turn this on and use this, pretty much any data that I can get from the Weather API, you can configure a section with it. And there's hundreds of data points.
WeatherKit's no total feature title. Switch button. On.
Here's something I just added, because the original weather service I was using, Open Mateo, which is great, its snow totals, I've learned, can be a little bit off in certain areas. So I'm using Apple WeatherKit for snow totals, and that's a feature that I turned on. But again, it's still under developer settings.
Enable table view feature title. Switch button. Off.
So here's the item I was talking about, enable table view. We're going to turn this on.
On. My data. Heading. Developer settings. Heading. Done. Button. Up your display options. Heading. View mode. List. View mode. List content display. View mode. List, view mode, currently flat, button, selected, list, table, button.
And so here we have table.
Table. Settings, heading, tap bar, tap bar, tap bar, my cities, tap.
And now if we go back to the city list.
20 degrees F, row 7, characters, actions, activate, rows.
And we change VoiceOver to rows.
Appear, Wisconsin, 19 degrees F, row 6, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, San Diego, California, 54 degrees F, row 4.
We can just go down one. Down a column.
Madison, Wisconsin. 21 degrees F. Row 3. Conditions. Moderate snowfall. Column 3. At San Diego, California. Clear sky. Row 4. Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. Moderate snowfall. Row 5. The pier, Wisconsin. Heavy snowfall. Row 6.
In many cases, you wouldn't want just the one piece of information, but maybe you do, and so you just want to know the temperatures or the current conditions.
Temperature. 19 degrees F. Column 2.
This is just another way
Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. 20 degrees F.
Get at
row
that
5.
Information. This is a short but longer than I thought demo of weather app, so hopefully you find it of interest and give it a try.